So, what is my message title today? My message title, and before I give it to you, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are the creator of all things. Lord Jesus, we thank you right now for your great sacrifice and that, Lord, that what you have done on the cross, we can now enter into our victory. And Holy Spirit, we thank you for the breath that you have given to each and every one of us, that every breath that we have, we can use it to give glory and give praise back to your name. So Holy Spirit, fill my lips, not with my own wisdom, but your wisdom from above, from revelation and understanding. Holy Spirit, right now, move upon the hearts of the people. Move upon myself, even as I share. Lord, let it not be my words, but let it be what you want to release to your church today. So, Lord, we just look up to you and we just say, thank you, Lord. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are everything. You are our constant supply. You are our provision. Everything that we need, we enter into the promises right now and we just say yes and amen and we agree upon your word. Thank you very much. Amen. Amen. So my message today is called Moving into Maturity in 2021. So can anyone remember what Pastor Joseph declared for our New Year's Eve service? What was our theme for 2021? Can we try and do it all together as a congregation in unity? Can we do that? One, two, three. What is it? Okay, so 2021. The next slide, please, Lisa. Pastor Joseph declared that we are entering. Okay, so we can't miss out this part. We are entering into seasons of greater maturity and increased fruitfulness. Does it say one season? Is it singular? No, it's plural. It's plural. Yeah, it's plural. It means seasons. We are entering into seasons. Do you believe that? It's not just now, but it's going to be seasons when God says seasons of greater maturity and increased fruitfulness. Amen. So 2021, we know this and we've heard it so many times. There is a play on the word one, right? So you can put 2021, and I'm not sure if you've heard this before, but I think Life Group D is quite used to this because, and maybe, okay, Life Group E as well. But we are enter into what Jesus has already won. So W-O-N, now, N-O-W, in 2021. Wow, is that good? Do you like that play on those words of the one? Shall we say it together? Let's say it in true unity that you really believe what you are actually saying. Can we say it? One, two, three. Enter into what Jesus has already won now in 2021. 1 John 4:4, it says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. Christ that is in me is greater than any other thing that is in the world. Amen. Our victory in Jesus is secure. All of the songs were brilliant today, talking about the victory that God has already won for us. Amen. How good is it to sing of the victory? How good is it to know that we are victorious because of Christ? How good is it? No, only some people like the victory? No? I love it. I love it. Because we are victorious because of not what we have done, but because of Christ. And we enter into that victory. Or else why would we say, this is going to be the year of victory? Because then we're just speaking empty words. Or we're just shouting out words. John 16 verse 33 says, these things I've spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world. Amen? Amen. Amen. So whatever is happening in the world, don't worry. God is in control. God has already won the victory. We don't need to fear about anything like that. Because why? God has already won the victory. I'm going to repeat myself quite a lot. But repetition, I feel, is the best way to remember. That, well, at least for me. Okay, how about this? Second Chronicles, we all know 2020, right? That was from last year. What was it? Believe in the prophets and you will be, believe in the Lord and you will be established. Believe in his prophets and you will prosper. But go back three verses. And in verse 17, this is in the English Standard Version, it says, you will not need to fight in this battle. Stand firm. Hold your position and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid and do not be despaired. Tomorrow, go out against them and the Lord will be with you. God is already saying, you do not need to fight in this battle. Stand firm. Hold your position. Does that mean that you be lazy and you not do anything? No, it still means you need to be prepared. Is that correct? We still need to be prepared. But know that the battle is already won. Amen? Amen. Another song that has been going through my mind lately, it's I think it's from Bethel. The chorus goes, I'm going to see your victory. I'm going to see the victory, for the battle belongs to the Lord. And it says, you take what the enemy meant for evil and you turned it for good. How good is that? How good is that? That what the enemy meant for evil, God has turned it around for our good. Because what? The battle belongs to the Lord. And why? Because the victory is the Lord's. Amen? Okay, let's move on because the fireworks are getting in my eyes. It's... And that's the only picture that you'll see in this PowerPoint. I'm not as picture illustrative as Pastor Ludwig's one, so sorry about that. So, why am I actually telling you all of this? There's three points I want to actually bring up to you. And what was my message title again? Moving into maturity in 2021, right? So I'm only going to touch on the maturity bit. Number one, my point is, firstly, we have to break our soul or our flesh. Okay, so let's go. Our soul is man's natural life, which enables a person to live, to be organic or to express themselves and to live. Okay, so we all know this, that a soul consists of three parts, which is mind, will, emotion. When I declare resurrection life, I always say, declare resurrection life upon our spirit, soul, body, mind, will, and emotion. I say from the top of my head to the tip of my toes. Is that correct? So, three parts. Say three parts. The soul consists of three parts. Mind, will, emotion. So, our mind. Where is our mind? Duh. It's here. It's your brain. Duh. Okay? It's our thinking organ. It's our intellect, it's knowledge. It's everything that has to do with our mental capacity. It comes from the mind, right? And without the mind, you would be totally foolish because you wouldn't be thinking anything. Is that right? Yeah? So some scripture verses that actually prove in the scriptures that the mind is in the soul, or the soul is part of the mind. Put it that way. Proverbs 19 verse 2. I'm gonna give you the scriptures. I didn't put it up there. Psalms 139, verse 14, and Proverbs 3, verse 21 to 22. So Proverbs 19, verse 2, Psalms 139, verse 14, and Proverbs 3, verse 21 and 22. Let's move on to the will. Will, it's where our judgment lies. It makes decisions, whether things are right or wrong, or not to do something, and whether or not you want to do something. Without the will, you would be a machine. You would be a robot. Do you want to be a robot? I don't want to be a robot. Some scripture verses that show this is Psalms 27, verse 12, Psalms 35, verse 25, and Ezekiel 16, verse 27. Our third one is our emotion. We all show emotion, don't we? You love someone. You hate someone. You envy someone. No, you're all writing the scriptures. That's good. That's good. Okay, that's good. You love, you hate. You feel joy, anger, sorrow, heaviness. All through our emotion. Even Zion shows his emotion. When he eats, he's happy. Very happy, very happy, very, very happy. When he's hungry, he's not happy. Ooh, don't mess with him when he's hungry. Ooh. Without emotion, you would be like a piece of wood or a stone. You'd be senseless. You'd have nothing. Do you want to be like that? No, I don't. Some scripture verses for love. 1 Samuel 20, verse 4. Isaiah 26, verse 9. Scripture verses for hate. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 8. Job chapter 10, verse 1. So man's life is actually an expression of the mind, will, and emotion, right? So, amen? Thank you, Zion. Yeah. So, the next slide, actually. So, our spirit was actually the highest part of man. Do you remember Clarice Fluitt? And how she was talking about the king, queen, and servant. Thank you, dear. She was talking about the king, queen, and servant. So, who was the king? Spirit. Who was the queen? Soul. And who was the servant? Body, right? So, God originally intended that the spirit was to be the highest part of man, and the soul and the body were to be subject under it, or to be controlled by the spirit. But what happened? The fall of man. The fall of man, the spirit was... died. And then what controlled the spirit now, that is now dead? It is our soul and our body. Okay? So, I'm gonna add on to what Pastor Ludwig was saying. He was saying that, you know, Christian activities, even though it may seem spiritual, can also be coming from our flesh or our own effort. And how can we know that we are using our own effort? We give no time to wait on God. We do it ourselves. Pride. We don't trust in the leading of the Holy Spirit. And we try to increase our knowledge with the help of books and other things that are just not scripture. And these are all activities of the flesh or of the soul. It seems all doom and gloom, doesn't it? Can I share with you a personal testimony about this? So last year, we started Joy Sanctuary Club. Joy Sanctuary. Yeah, Joy Sanctuary, where we're singing about joy. Duh. So we have it at Uncle Hawk and Auntie Molly's house, okay? The first one we had, I think it was in November or December. I can't recall. But anyway, it was supposed to be a... December last year. Okay. So, I mean, Joy Sanctuary. What does the word literally imply? It literally implies joy, right? And joy means you're happy. Is that right? Yeah. Can I be honest with you? I walked away from that Joy Sanctuary session unjoyful. No joy. Why? And Dino will testify to this. I actually broke down to him the night after. And I said, I don't understand. I do not understand. This is supposed to be a joyful time. Why is it that I feel like pressured, that I don't feel joy? What is going on? I have no idea. Tears streaming down my face. Zion was right next to us and he looked at me. And he Cy-Young'd me. He Cy-Young'd me. And I looked at him and I went, I can't. You know when you look at your child, like especially at his age, you feel lots of joy and you feel happy. I looked at him and I went, I don't feel it. I don't feel happy. Like, don't touch me. And I'm being completely honest with you. I'm not making this up. You can even ask Dino for further if you want, but I'm not going to give you like the full sob story of why. And basically, I just expressed out and I said, I have no joy. I don't have joy. I don't understand what's going on. And I remember what Pastor was telling us. Stop complaining to your husband or don't complain so much to him. Talk to Jesus. Ask him why. So on the way to work the next day, I was like, Jesus, I really do not understand what is going on. I'm supposed to have joy. I'm supposed to be in your victory. We're talking about 2021. I'm supposed to walk in your victory. Why do I not feel victorious? Why do I feel like this? And you know what? He clearly said to me as I was driving on the freeway with no traffic, which is great when you go to work really early. He said, it's because you're using your own self-effort. And I went, like a massive, like, wow. I never would have thought in my own, like, that would happen to me. Like, it would get to such a point where I'd just broken. And, you know, I actually praise God that this happened because it allowed me to not use my own natural mind to try and figure things out, but to actually ask and depend on the Holy Spirit and on Jesus and ask, why is this not happening? And since that time, I've been very joyful. And you can put it this way. I have just been loving being a Christian walking in victory. And I'm loving it. I went to a midwife appointment and you have to do some tests. And she said, you're not supposed to be this happy. You're not supposed to be this joyful. And I said, I have Jesus. And then she was like, oh, okay. So, I mean, the whole point of my story is we can do the Christian activities. We can do all of this stuff, but we can be doing it by our own self-effort, by our own strength, because we are being told to do it. But you know what God really wants? He wants, as my message, as my whole theme is a heart that pleases God. He wants me to do it with a heart that pleases Him. And when I do it with a heart that pleases Him, that's where I get the joy. That's where I get the victory. That's where I get everything that He has already promised to me. Amen? Amen? Do you like hearing stories about me? Probably not. Romans chapter 8, verse 6 to 8, it says, for to be spiritually, carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. And that was 100% what I was trying to do by my own effort, by my own, I guess you put it, my own pride as well, that I wanted to do it by myself. But God was saying, you can't do it by yourself. Impossible. Rely on me. Second point. And this word has been very much in the back of my mind for a while now. It's to be intentional in my day-to-day life. What does that mean? What kind of words do I speak daily? What do I spend the majority of my time doing? Because it does not just affect me now, it affects Zion and it affects this unborn baby. And can I be completely honest with you again? I like to be honest with you all. My parents will also, they will say that this is true. I love to watch TV. Love to watch TV. Love to watch like series, movies. And you know, it's not like a short. Movies are not short these days. They're like at least 1.5 hours, 2 hours long. And as this word came to me, intentional, day-to-day living, it was really a challenge to me to say, whoa, I'm actually wasting a lot of my time watching movies when I could actually be doing something more productive with my time, which is to like just even just put on worship songs or just search the scriptures or to write scriptures. So actually now we hardly watch any movies, hardly watch any TV, except for Watchmen Nee. And a lot of Donut Man these days. The Poe children know Donut Man now. We've introduced them to the world of Donut Man. And you know what's actually funny is the fact that Zion actually catches on. Yesterday, I put on worship for him, and I went to go and brush my teeth. So I put on the worship for him. He went into his room. He got out his little cajon. He put it in front of the TV and sat on it and started banging. And I was like, I have not taught you that. But it's like he knows. And that was, to me, that was such a joy, because knowing that, especially in the world today, there's so much going on in the outside world. There's so many voices. How much more so if we can train them up young, train them up young. And so that, you know, it's not what my relationship with God is, but it's his own personal relationship. And that is my prayer for him and this baby, that they have a personal relationship and not just a piggyback relationship off us. Because at the end of the day, everyone is accountable for their own walk. You can't piggyback off someone else. So how intentional are we in our day-to-day life? That's just something that I've just shared. And it's something that I'm still learning. I'm not there yet. I will put up my hand 100% and say I am not there yet. But what I have done a little bit, I share to you to encourage you as well. Yeah? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 to 17, ESV. We've heard it a lot in the New King James. New King James, it says redeeming the time. But ESV, it says, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Psalms 141, verse 3, it says, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. This next verse, we all know it so well. Proverbs 18, 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So can I challenge you today and say, what words are we speaking? And let us choose words of life. Can we do that? Something as simple. And if you don't, and the old wives' tale is, if you don't have something nice to say, just keep your mouth closed. Is that right? But let's not believe in that tale, and let's just always try and give good, encouraging words, words of life, words that give hope to people. Can we do that? Number three, and I am concluding and finishing off, so you can all say hip, hip, hooray. Number three is pursue the spiritual or the heavenly. And I am still learning. I am still learning, and I have not arrived yet, but a little bit I will share to you. Number one, cultivate a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. To treat the Holy Spirit as our friend. Number two, set your gaze upon Jesus. How many times when you're going through a tough time, when you're going through a rough patch, we always seem to forget that Jesus is there? And we try and do it by our own strength. And what happens? You fail 1,000 times even worse. But can you imagine if we set our gaze 100% all the time, 100% all the time on Jesus, how much of a victorious, of a abundant Christian life we would live? Yes? Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. 2 Corinthians, we all know this one quite well. It says, chapter 3, verse 16 to 18, "Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is freedom." Amen? "But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." I don't know about you, but I want to be transformed from glory to glory. I want to go higher than where I am right now. Because if you don't want to go, if you don't want to, you won't. Does that make sense? If you don't want to go higher, you won't go higher. Because it's your decision. It's your decision. And, you know, no one will ever say, will pressure you, "You must go higher now." No one will ever do that except the prompting of the Holy Spirit, okay? But he won't be as rough as my voice just then. He'll say, "Come on, come on, come on, come on, let's go, come on." Philippians 3:20, it says, "Our citizenship is in heaven, and from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." My last verse, and as I was just waiting on the Lord and just meditating on him, I just closed my eyes, just opened the Bible, and this verse popped up, Isaiah 11:2. "The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." Amen? So how many of us want to go up higher today? I do. I 100% do. How many of us believe that they have gone up higher since last year, March 2020? How many of you want to go up even higher in March 2022? How many of you even want to go up higher in March 2023? 2024? 2025? 2020? 2050? Until Jesus is coming, who wants to go up higher? I do. I 100% do. And, you know, we can all do this. Why? Because who is our victory? Jesus is our victory. And in 2021, we are entering into what Jesus has already won now in 2021. Do you believe that? So even as I conclude today, I would like us all to rise up. Can we do something a bit different than what we've always so used to doing, the evangel way? It's so used to being, we are so used to it, we call it the evangel way now. Can we do something different in this first gathering in Murdoch? Can we do something different? Can we do something different? I want to do something different. I don't want to be stuck in my old ways. Stuck in a routine or as a hamster in a wheel. Have you ever seen that? It's really funny. And then they fall out. And then I laugh. But I don't want to be in a routine. I really do not like to be stuck in a routine because it's a rut. You're in a rut. So I want you all to repeat this after me. Can you find a... Can you lay hands on... If you can, if you're allowed to, I don't know. If you're not, you can do this. Family members, lay hands on one another. Family members, lay hands on one another. Those that don't have a family member, find someone and give them a bump. Give them a bump. Give them a bump. Family members, you can lay hands on one another. It's okay, Ezra. Ezra, lay hands. It's your brother. Can you say, "Lord Jesus, thank you for gathering me here today. Right now, I put aside or works of my flesh, of my own doing, of my pride, to think that I can do it myself. And I lay it all down to you. Holy Spirit, empower me right now to live in the Spirit, because I want to go up higher. I don't want to be in the same place I am right now next year, but I want to go up higher. So thank you right now. I receive it from above, and I just continue to say thank you, because Holy Spirit, you are the one that gives me the power. So thank you. So I lift up my eyes, and I purpose to lift up my eyes all the days of my life, that I will be intentional in my day-to-day living. So thank you very much. Amen. And right now, I just want to declare resurrection life. Not just for physical sickness, mental. If you're going through anything, fear of anything, I just want to declare resurrection life, because we know that resurrection life lives inside each and every one of us. And we can live a victorious life because of what Jesus has done. Amen. So right now, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I declare and I speak resurrection life right now. I release resurrection life right now. The resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ, I release it right now into your body right now. All sicknesses right now has to be gone in Jesus' mighty name. I declare right now the promise right now that by your stripes, we are healed. So Lord Jesus, we receive right now the healing from above, that Lord, we will live in divine health all the days of our life, from the top of my head to the tip of my toes, my spirit, my soul, my body, my mind, my will, and emotion right now. I come against all attacks of the evil one upon anyone's mind. I reject it right now in Jesus' mighty name. And I declare that you are free right now. 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 So Lord, we just receive it. And we just receive it right now. Say, I receive. I receive. I receive. I receive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. All glory, all praise, all thanksgiving belongs back to God. Let's give Him a good clap offering. Let's shout. I'm going to take my husband's thing and go, oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.